For the past several weeks, the Roaring Fork School District has been holding what it calls visioning sessions. The aim of the process is to improve performance and student achievement. While the district is performing above Colorado's average in most academic areas, officials want to do even better.
When you look at our demographics, 52% of our students are Latino, about 45% qualify for free lunch. You would predict a certain level of performance. We actually are slightly outperforming what you would expect as a district. At the same time, like the state of Colorado, we have some alarming challenges to overcome.
That's Rob Stein. He's the assistant superintendent and chief academic officer for the Roaring Fork School District. Diana Serco is the district superintendent.
We have many, many more tasks to address and many more jobs to do to make sure that all of our children are successful.
The most alarming challenge, they say, is that in schools across Colorado, less than half of high school graduates are academically ready for college. The same is true of high schools in the Roaring Fork School District.
That's a shameful statistic that we have a system that's systematically graduating half its kids not ready for college-level work.
And it's a statistic the school district believes can be turned around. The academic readiness is not just a problem for the high schools. It begins really much earlier with students hitting, for example, third-grade reading targets. Superintendent Serco calls the visioning process a chance to hear from the entire school community.
It's just a nice reality check for all of us so that we make sure that we are planning together for the future and for those things that we really want to be key components and key outcomes.
The meetings the district has been holding are meant to gather input from across the system. Students, teachers, parents, and others are invited. And what they have been hearing so far from meetings in Basalt and Carbondale is that not many people are asking for specific programs or academic classes or even subjects.
They are actually less expressive of some of the particulars, reading, writing, math, vocational skills.
Instead, teachers and parents want the kids to be well-rounded as people.
Everybody wants graduates of Roaring Fork Schools to be critical thinkers and problem solvers. They want them to have strong character skills, that is, interpersonal skills, tenacity. The popular word these days is grit.
For example, he says, the tenacity to keep going on a subject even when a student feels they don't quite get it. That kind of improvement and change requires teachers who will do the pushing and the encouraging. Teachers are a big part of the process of envisioning a better school. Stein says the district has already spent more than 1,000 hours on various sessions, among them meetings exclusively for teachers to talk about what they do every school day.
Where they had a chance to rank their priorities and then see them in a graph on a slide projected on the wall. And this teacher says, wow, when I look at what we say is important to us, most important to us, and what I walk through the halls and see what's actually happening in the school, there's a big gap. For that teacher and for those teachers in general, I hope that this process would be more liberating and give us all more permission to be doing what we say we value.
The next visioning session is this evening in Glenwood Springs, with another one tomorrow. Each community will have two meetings for community members, one in Spanish translated to English and another in English translated to Spanish. Superintendent Diana Serco and Chief Academic Officer Rob Stein are both guests on Aspen Public Radio's Cross Currents this afternoon at 3:30.